Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Todd, can you talk about that last scoring drive by Houston? What happened on that long drive that they actually scored a touchdown and went ahead?
And the holding call hurt us, obviously, and they got him down on the field, and the guy made a heck of a catch at the end, and Mo had him covered great. He's a great receiver. He made a heck of a play.
How frustrating is it to not be able to finish? It feels like that's kind of a recurring theme.
It's frustrating to lose the ball game. We could have finished it a bunch of different ways, whether it was offense or defense. We didn't finish it. And the penalties cost us at the end. And then the guy made a great play, but it's frustrating to lose the ball game.
Did you have a view of Mo's, the penalty they called on Mo's? It was right on the sideline
then. So they called holding. So it wasn't, they called holding. They said it didn't matter whether it was a catch ball or not, they called holding.
What are your impressions of Sam Darnold's play from the second quarter on?
He played a gritty ball game. He played tough. He made some throws. He played a good ball game. He played tough.
Coach, even though there's no moral victories, the team did end up throwing a good presentation. Can you talk about the highlights that you've seen today?
I'm not really in a highlight mood. We lost the ball game, and I watched the film again. We don't have moral victories here.
Statistically, and from us, it looked like Sam took a major step forward today. It looked like he really kind of improved in a bunch of different areas. From your standpoint, what do you see from him? What did you like out of him?
Like I said, he played gritty and he played tough. We just didn't have enough plays to win the game.
Was Tremaine's injury the reason that you had Mo on Hopkins?
No, they played left and right.
How much like your defense was really getting to them in the third quarter? It seemed like you guys were getting some momentum. What wasn't happening on that last drive that was sort of happening on those third quarter drives?
But a penalty is the one that got us all, got them all the way down the field. That was the big thing. We had them on third down. That was a third down play, and that got them a first down. And then the guy made a great catch.
Was for Darrell Roberts just a personnel decision, or was it injury-related?
He injured his toe.
Henry Anderson, I think, had three sacks. I don't know if they gave him half on the Copeland one, but what did you see from him?
Well, they played tough up front. Again, you know, they kept him bottled up for the most part in the second half. He got out of time or two in the first half.
The long pass in the first half, Todd, did Roberts just lose?
He lost sight of the ball.
Any update on Shell?
He'll get MRI tomorrow.
They fear?
They don't know yet. They're not sure.
Could you tell any difference in Sam's play between before the injury and after he came back from the layoff in the last couple of games? Just things maybe he's doing better?
No, he's just comfortable and he's playing his game. He's not trying to be perfect. He's just trying to play football and he's enjoying playing football. And, you know, that comes with game by game, having success. Obviously has something to do with it. But when you sit out a while, you get the step back, you come back and you learn a little bit. It looks like he learned quite a bit.
Since week one, Todd, where do you see the biggest improvements for him last 15 years?
Just a grasp of the offense. The more you play, the more you get to see defensive schemes, the more comfortable you get.
Myers is so good to me this year. What
are you thinking of
the extra points?
He missed them. I mean, there's nothing else to talk. He missed them.
Jordan Jenkins had another sack this year at 7. It's been pretty high. But where have you seen his growth this year as far as the pass rushing?
Just a lot of effort and hard work. You know, he puts in the work all the time, so his results are showing.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast in the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. And keep listening to the home for Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.